Glass raised her hand to knock a second time when the door opened. Her heart skipped a beat. There he was, his sandy hair and deep brown eyes exactly as she remembered them, exactly as they'd appeared in her dreams every night in confinement. His eyes widened in surprise. "Luke," she breathed, all the emotion of the past 9 months threatening to break through. She was desperate to tell him what had happened, why she'd broken up with him and then disappeared. That she'd spent every minute of the nightmarish last 6 months thinking of him. That she never stopped loving him. "Luke," she said again, a tear sliding down her cheek. After the countless times she'd broken down in her cell, whispering his name in between sobs, it felt surreal to say it to him. But before she had a chance to grab hold of any of the words flitting through her mind, another figure appeared in the door, a girl with wavy red hair. "Glass?" Glass tried to smile at Camille, Luke's childhood friend, a girl who'd been as close to him as Glass was to Wells. And now she was here, in Luke's flat. Of course, Glass thought with a strained kind of bitterness. She'd always wondered if there was more to their relationship than Luke had admitted. "Would you like to come in?" Camille asked with exaggerated politeness. She wrapped her hand around Luke's, but Glass felt as if Camille's fingers had plunged into her heart instead. While Glass had spent months in confinement pining for Luke until his absence felt like a physical ache, he'd moved on to someone else.
No, that's okay," Glass said, her voice hoarse.
Even if she managed to find the words, it would be impossible to tell Luke the truth now. Seeing them together made it all the more ridiculous that she'd come so far, risked so much, to see a boy who had already moved on.
"I just came to say hello."
"You came to say hello?" Luke repeated. "After almost a year of ignoring my messages, you thought you'd just drop by?" He wasn't even trying to hide his anger, and Camille dropped his hand. Her smile hardened into a grimace.
"I know. I'm sorry. I'll leave you two alone."
"What's really going on?" Luke asked, exchanging a look with Camille that made Glass feel both desperately foolish and terribly alone.
"Nothing,"
Glass said quickly, trying and failing to keep her voice from trembling.
"I'll talk to you. I'll see you."
She cut herself off with a weak smile and took a deep breath, ignoring her body's furious plea to stay close to him. But just as she turned, she saw a flash of a guard uniform out of the corner of her vision. She inhaled sharply and turned her face as the guard passed. Luke pressed his lips together as he looked at something just beyond Glass's head.